This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today's inspiration and advice come from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Tough times won't last, but tough people will. This new collection of stories will wow you with stories of resilience, positive thinking, and overcoming obstacles. These are revealing personal stories that will help you handle whatever arises in your life, whether it's financial challenges, health issues, relationship troubles, loss and grieving, natural disasters, or any of the other ways in which life sometimes goes off track. Today, I want to share two stories from a couple of women who I really admire. These are women who took back control of their lives after some very bad treatment by the men who were part of them. Our first story is by Lakeisha Crummell, who wrote a really cool piece for us where she takes us through the life stages of the butterfly and then shows how she went through those same phases in her very challenging life. So in the first phase, which is the butterfly egg phase, Lakeisha was 15 years old and pregnant. She continued to live at home and go to high school until the baby came. And that began the next phase, the butterfly caterpillar. Lakeisha was 16 years old and the mother of a baby boy. She continued to live with her mother, but now she had to pay rent, which meant working part-time while still going to high school. And the father of her son was trying, but that wasn't really working out. Now, her mom had given up a lot when she had her children way too young, so she projected her disappointment in her life onto Lakeisha, and they started fighting, and Lakeisha ended up taking her son and leaving. She says, "For a short time, I moved into an apartment with my son and his father. It was in a high-crime, drug-ridden area. It was scary, but it was also home. Soon, though, the father was arrested for selling drugs and the family was thrown out of their apartment. It was time for Lakeisha to enter the next phase of her life, the butterfly chrysalis. That's when the caterpillar creates its cocoon, the one from which it will emerge a butterfly." So here's how Lakeisha got her cocoon going. She confided in a teacher at school, and that led to her getting help from a program that provided transitional housing and supportive services to women with children who were experiencing homelessness. Lakeisha and her son had a home of their own and a new support system. It was her senior year of high school, so she worked hard in her courses and also continued to work part-time. And then we come to the next phase, the butterfly. Did you know that when the butterfly emerges from its chrysalis, its wings are crumpled? It takes a while before the wings straighten out and can be used for flying. Lakeisha says, "My wings were crumpled, but with my newfound support and the belief that I could succeed, I was able to pump my wings and graduate from high school on time." And she was accepted to three different colleges. And then she met the love of her life and enrolled in a college close to home. And now, 20 years later, she is happily married with four children, two degrees, and an amazing career.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
In another story, Rebecca Gardia tells us how her long blonde hair became a fixation of the controlling man she was with. And that's why she called her story Golden Noose. Rebecca says, somebody once told me that memories only have as much power over you as you allow them to have. I have a memory of my long hair, long, blonde, wavy, and silky hair, a soft noose harsh against my neck. Every time he caressed my hair, I felt like he tightened the noose more firmly around my neck. Every time he told me how beautiful my hair was, all I could think was how little hair had to do with who I was. Rebecca would try to put her hair back in a ponytail or up in a bun, but her guy would pull out her hair ties and let it all hang loose again. He would do that just as they arrived at whatever event they were attending. The only time he liked her hair up was when he made her wear the gold necklace that his mother had given her, a necklace that seemed more like a collar to Rebecca. One time she decided to rebel and she dyed her hair red, but he loved it, so she didn't manage to liberate herself. Finally, without planning it ahead of time, Rebecca made her move. She was at the hair salon for her normal cut, and she broke free of her chains. She had it all cut off. She basically got a crew cut. She says, "I cut off the noose, leaving it on the floor." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, tough times won't last, but tough people will, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, and your local bookstore. If you have your own story to tell, head over to chickensoup.com and click on Submit Your Story to learn the topics we're working on and how you can craft a great Chicken Soup for the Soul story and join our family of writers. We are always looking for new people, and 40 to 50 of the stories in our new books are from people we've never published before. Come back for our next episode for a couple of stories from our new book for the holidays about how you can create a big holiday fun event, even if you're currently dealing with a not so fun, very small budget.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.